It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. Many people consider some bills at the state capitol this legislative session to be unfriendly to families and or parents. Joining me right now are Senator Shelley Short and Ann Rivers. And Senator Short, we'll start with you. Can you give us an example of a piece of legislation that appears to be unfriendly to families or parents?
Sure. Well, the biggest one that we've heard the most, I think all of our offices have heard about, is on the changes to the mandatory vaccination bill that would take away the personal exemption or the philosophical exemptions that families may have that would allow them not to have their child vaccinated. To me, what it does is it sets up a system where you would either have to qualify through your doctor, which, by the way, most physicians don't like giving those exemptions. Even if you go through your physical and your child has challenges, health challenges related to receiving vaccinations, they're very difficult to get. The other one would be if you for religious exemptions, but it's not just for religious. You have to actually show an affiliation, a strong affiliation with a faith that actually has come out strongly opposed to reasons to not have your children vaccinated. I think we're all parents, we all know what our children need. Sometimes even our doctors, who are really great with our kids, don't know the nuances of what we do as parents, and yet you're taking away that parent's ability to say, gosh, this really doesn't work for my child. And you're really making, I think, that child at risk.
Senator Rivers, is there a bill you're concerned about?
I have several bills. Really, Tracy, I think that we're seeing the single largest attack on family values that we have seen since I've been in the legislature. That's 9 years now. The one I think that is most frightening to me is the sex education starting at kindergarten. We were stunned to see the curriculum that is to be used in the classroom and some of the terms, some of the information that we'll be sharing with our smallest children. And yet it seems passe to those on the other side of the aisle. As a parent myself, as a former educator who actually taught sexual health education, I'm appalled that we would be taking these steps. This goes far beyond good touch, bad touch, which is what we've always taught our kindergartners, into actual sexual terms and also gender identity, some of those things. It's just a very overreaching and shameful. So I think this is something that needs to be taught at home by parents, and the other side disagrees with me on that item. I will say that I tried to make the bill better by saying that parents could be in the classroom during the teaching of this curriculum, and that was soundly voted down. The other side doesn't want parents engaged or involved in any way, shape, or form. So these are just a couple of items that we've had, but we could go on certainly for an hour about the attacks that our family are seeing here.
Well, and if I might add to that, too, so the singular biggest thing we're seeing is they would allow parents to opt out. Well, if they really, truly respected parents' rights and really that, then you would have the parents opt in. And we had amendments on several bills designed to do that, and they were resoundingly rejected.
One thing I hear from Republicans over and over, too, is that, listen, we're not saying don't get your kids vaccinated or don't teach them about sex ed. It's about parents having the choice to be participants and make those final decisions. This should be something that the parents are deciding. Is that kind of the message the caucus is putting out there?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, and I would just say, too, if you think about it, parents are the child's first teacher. And throughout their lives, they're going to go through all of those stages of life with them. What's disheartening to me is we see the state usurping that role and really not, instead of encouraging good, healthy relationships between children and parents, even with the things that are really hard to discuss, they're really allowing the state to come over and to take over that parental role. And that's the thing that's most disturbing to me.
Mm-hmm. and this is The Elephant in the Dome. I'm Tracy Ellis with State Senators Shelley Short and Ann Rivers. Any other legislation you're concerned about?
Yeah, actually, we had one that was coined the Welcome to Washington Baby Act, and I'll let you know why I have concerns. But first, for a moment, just historically, we have a program in Washington State that helps families with services they need and maybe gives them that jump start to helping them dealing with their brand new newborn infant, right? We know there are thousands of families in Washington that could still stand to use that help. But what this bill does is this sets a broadcast over every parent who has a newborn child, gets back to your time in the hospital, you've got that brand new baby, and you're signing all of these forms. And if you do not, that is, again, if you do not say that you opt out, there's that favorite phrase again, then you're going to be visited to your private home with your family by either a nurse or maybe, I don't know, a social worker type to make sure that your child's doing well, that you're doing well with your child. All of those things sound innocuous, but they open a file on you, and that file is housed in the Division of Children, Youth, and Family Services. That's the former DSHS, CPS, Department of Early Learning. And by the way, the parent doesn't have access to any of that information that is in that file. And it's very subjective. There aren't really good definitions of the bill as to the things they're looking for. Could it be you live in an old home? Is that going to be held against you? You heat with wood heat? Could that be a potential strike against you? Or even as far as having firearms in your home? We do want families to get the help that they need and to help them be better parents. That's not the issue here. The issue is creating this incredibly expensive statewide program that I'm concerned if you do that broad brush, then the families who really need the help are going to fall through the cracks of the system instead of targeting a great working program right now and getting those folks the help they need.
I'd like to add to that. Senator Wellman said while testifying on this bill that she just wanted to wrap the warm and loving arms of government around every child in Washington.
That sounds kind of scary, actually.
It sounds very scary.
It's very scary. And again... When I gave birth to my first child, I lived in Alaska, and I had someone visit my home because I had no family. I had no idea what I was doing. My husband and I were basket case, so it was nice. We opted in just to make sure everything was going okay. But there's no opt-in here. It just happens. And I think that's a frightening prospect.
Any other legislation, Senator Rivers?
Yeah, so something that came through the healthcare committee, which is deeply troubling to me, is the privacy and healthcare bills. So a family could have a child who undergoes a procedure or some counseling, and mom and dad get the bill and they just have to pay it. All it has is the dollar amount that they owe for whatever was done. I feel like this shuts down opportunities for parents to have discussions with their kids. And I think it also sort of opens up our system to fraud. But, you know, we're dealing with many, many important issues. We're dealing with opiate addiction. We're dealing with all of these things. And parents are the last line of defense to make sure that the treatments that their children are receiving are appropriate, are legal, and that they're comfortable with them. So under the Health Care Bill Act, parents have absolutely no access to the information about any of the procedures that were performed or what pharmaceuticals may have been prescribed, and yet they have to pay the entire bill. I don't know about you, but when I get a bill that just has a dollar amount that I owe on it, I want to know what I'm spending my money on.
Right.
And some procedures are invasive and can be very risky. If a parent doesn't know about some of whatever procedures have been performed, they can't watch out for perhaps the unanticipated outcomes of those procedures, whether they be mental outcomes or physical outcomes. And so to me, this is just policymaking at its very worst, and yet just another way that the state is removing parental rights.
Talking with Senators Shelley Short and Ann Rivers. Where's this coming from?
It's interesting. You just see there have been certain agendas over the years, and this seems to be the predominant one. I'm just having the government come in and say, well, you know, the government knows better than you as a parent. And because maybe you don't support that agenda, or maybe you don't want to talk to your kids about sex education, you know, when they're like, 5 or 6. But that's really the role and the right of the parent. Yes, we love our schools and they do a great job with our kids as students, but they're still our children and they're ours. They're not the state's. And yet I feel like there's a lot of these types of pieces of legislation that really go that direction.
I couldn't agree more. And I do think that there's an agenda. I think this is some pent up demand that was created because we now have the most liberal Senate Democrat caucus that we've seen, I think, in the history of our state. And so, or at least since 1994, perhaps. Mm-hmm. But we feel so strongly. And look, this isn't about partisan stuff. Truly, Washington's families are under attack, whether it's through an economic agenda that would prevent families from taking their kids on a vacation or putting food on the table or being able to pay the rent, to actual social constructs that diminish parental rights in our state. Washington families are under attack. Even though those families may look disparately different from one another, they all need the same basic things, and that's to love their children, take care of their children as they believe is the responsible and correct way to do so, and to teach those children to be good citizens. And right now, those things are truly in jeopardy.
Well, the thing that has stunned me, some of the communication I've had from folks who live in the district, we have very high, Russian and Ukrainian immigrant families, and they have been some of the most passionate and really thought-provoking people I've heard from. And they've all talked about leaving countries where the government, there are no personal rights, there are no individual rights. It's whatever the government wants to do at the time they want to do it. And there's a lot of government control, whether it's, you know, forced vaccinations or just different things. And that they left, they fled, not just left, but they fled those countries to come to America and to come where freedom is a choice and it's a right. And they see that as, they absolutely have told me in their notes that they see that under attack, and they never thought that they would see that in our country.
I want to thank you both for being with me. Really interesting conversation. Thanks so much. You can find us online at wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at Washington SRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.